I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. When the tsunami struck northeast Japan on March 11th, Ishinomaki was the hardest-hit city. Its port had boasted one of the largest fish markets in the world. Well, that port was destroyed, along with 28,000 homes. 3,000 people died, and an equal number remain missing. In fact, nearly a quarter of the deaths in Japan were in this one city. The World's Marco Werman went there and sent this report.
It's absolutely surreal here in Ishinomaki. The destruction, the wreckage, and a lot of it's been cleaned up, but just coming here for the first time, it looks like, as somebody once told me, like the whole thing was put into a blender, the whole city, down here by the port. And what pictures can't describe is the smell. There's a sea smell. There's also garbage, sewage, and if abandonment has a smell, that's there too. In the distance, tractors grind and moan in a never-ending cleanup of the disaster area. In Ishinomaki Business District, most shops are shuttered, though some are reopening. But even those have a temporary feel, as if the owners are still gauging whether it's even worth starting again. Everywhere you look, there are reminders that people used to live here. Old photo albums, record collections, themselves a history lesson of the last 50 years, baby monitors, clocks that stopped when the tsunami hit, cars crushed like tin cans, now stacked neatly by the defense forces for removal. Many died here. Many survived, too, and some refused to abandon the neighborhood. On the edge of the port is a house that did not get crushed or swept away. It belongs to 37-year-old Aya Saeki and her family. She used to live here with her kids and mom and dad. Now they're living with her brother on the other side of the city, but they come back here twice a week just to be in their house for a couple of hours, and they wanted me to see it. The floor is muddy, but they still take off their shoes in the foyer and insist on slippers in the house, one of many little proud attempts at normalcy.
They're beautiful.
We sit on dining chairs in a circle. The floor has been replaced with particle board. The ocean came up underneath and literally blasted the old floor off the crossbeams.
When the earthquake hit, my father was here at home. My mother and I were actually driving in the car, and the car was shaking, crazy shaking. Everyone was heading towards uphill, but we came by to pick up our father and went uphill. And we watched actually the tsunami come from uphill.
They watched their neighborhood get destroyed by the sea, and they could only assume that while they watched, people they knew were dying down below.
I can't really believe what we've all been through. And also to think that people that I spoke to just until a little while ago, I can't really believe that they don't exist anymore. And even when I look at their houses, I still don't really believe it, because maybe it's because I haven't seen the body. And yes, there are still many who are still just missing.
I know it's your house, but it's badly damaged. Why do you keep coming back? What do you hope to find? What do you want to be in touch with? Aya Saeki hesitates. Then her mother answers.
So this area, we are really a tight community. We all get along really well. And, for example, we've all been here from our parents' generation. And for us, when we come here, we see our neighbors' faces, even if it's two or three people, and we talk. And at first, everyone was wondering if we should come back. But we all say together, let's come back here, let's rebuild. Let's have a community together.
After the earthquake and tsunami, their house isn't safe. It's just a block away from the ocean, and the ground is now like jelly. Aya Saeki and her family want to come back, even with so much destruction staring at them when they open their front door. It says so much about the importance of place and home, but the unforgiving earth here may not let them return. For The World, I'm Marco Werman, Ishinomaki, Japan.
You can get a sense of the devastation in Ishinomaki from a slideshow Marco sent us. See it at theworld.org.